Well, what a blessing to be together. Thank you for coming out, choosing to worship together with us. How many of you have already opened gifts this morning? All right. Some of you are up early and got that taken care of. How many are yet to open some gifts today? All right. Very good. How many are doing both? All right. Very good. The gift giving is always exciting. It's always fun. And we look forward with great anticipation to that. And just a blessing, the anticipation of giving a gift. And some of you are thinking, man, I just can't wait for the service to get over so I can go open gifts. But, you think of the anticipation of exchanging gifts and so on. When I was in college, I came home. It was my first year of college, I believe it was. And there was this special gift that everybody was so excited to give to Dale. And it was the first gift that was given, and everybody's gathered around, and I was like, oh, man, what in the world is this? And I opened it up, and it was a hunk of coal. They all had a big hoot over it, and we had a big laugh at my expense, but it was hilarious, and we had a good time of that. But the anticipation of, what is it? The shaking, oh, no, you're not allowed to shake it. You feel it. No, you can't feel it. You just have to open the present, So all the anticipation of getting a gift, but then there's also the anticipation of giving a gift, isn't there? I have this gift that I'm going to be giving this Christmas that I can hardly wait. I am so excited about giving this gift that I can hardly stand it. So, again, there's the excitement, anticipation of giving and getting a gift, but also the giving of a gift. So Christmas is a time of giving and receiving. And it started, we say, with the Magi. We've been focusing in on the wise men out of Matthew chapter 2 over the last couple of weeks here. Verse 11 says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. We've been spending some time with the matter of worship. We talked about that last night. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. So we say it started with the Magi, but did it really? Again, if you're there in Matthew chapter 2, we look at verses 1 through 12, and we've read this again several times this season. But after Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." Jumping down to verse 9, after they had heard the King Herod, they went on their way, and the star that they had seen in the east went ahead of them, and then it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold and of incense and of myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Here's our take-home thought here this morning, all right? Take-home thought is the most meaningful gifts are gifts that have meaning. Right? Think about that. The most meaningful gifts are gifts that have meaning, that have significance. Isn't it true when it comes to Christmas, you look forward to either getting or giving that special gift? It's like, yes, wow, oh, and tears or whatever it is, it's, man, it's that special gift. Why? Because it has meaning. You're flabbergasted, like, oh my goodness, I never expected it, or this is what I've always wanted. How many times have you heard that, Wow, the most meaningful gifts are gifts that have meaning. I think of the gifts of the Magi. Now, they were bringing gifts to a child. They were bringing gifts to a boy. I mean, you would think they would have brought him a slingshot or a bow and arrow or a bicycle or, in that day, a pony or a donkey anyway, But they gave him gold? put it in his mouth. I don't know. Frankincense? A myrrh? Well, why did they do that? All because those gifts had significance. They had meaning. Remember, the most meaningful gifts are gifts that have meaning. So these gifts meant something. You think about gold, and it gave the idea of royalty and even divinity. And these wise men, they understood that Jesus was the King of the Jews. They understood the royalty behind who this child was, and they wanted to give him a gift that was worthy of a king, gold. You think of kings, you think of palatial mansions or palaces. Wow, he needs some gold. But more than that, they said, we have come to worship him. So not just gold worthy of a king, but they understood that he was God who became man, born as a child. So there was significance here to this matter of giving him gold. And then you think of frankincense, and that has the idea of the fragrance of his life. And as Jesus got older in John 13:15, he said, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. He set the example for us in living his life. And so frankincense had that idea, the fragrance of that spice. And the significance of that was how he lived his life so that they and others would do as he had set the example for them. And then myrrh was indicative of his death, indicating that he was a savior. He came to seek and to save that which was lost. Now, I don't know that the wise men understood the total significance behind all of this, but they understood that, you know what, these gifts have significance. They have meaning. To a two-year-old, probably wasn't very touching. I mean, in his humanity, Jesus probably was more interested in the wrappings and the boxes, right? But why the wise men knew what it was all about. Mary and Joseph, they understood that these gifts had meaning. And it was probably these gifts were probably very special to them. But when you think of this, and that the gifts of the Magi were really indications, as I'm sure these gifts were sacrificial. I mean, I'm sure they gave of themselves. I mean, you know, you don't just pull a hunk of gold out of your pocket and say, hey, here, you want some? There was sacrifice there. But the gifts of the Magi were really indications of gifts to the Magi. And to you. I'm going to embarrass Eileen and Pernell Wakefield here this morning a little bit. But they gave Teresa and me a Christmas card that says, the kings came with the treasures of earth in their hands and left with the treasure of heaven in their hearts. Isn't that something? Thank you, Eileen and Pernell. The kings came with the treasures of earth in their hands and left with the treasure of heaven in their hearts. So let's think back to the gold, all right? So gold, the question is he your king? It's an indication of kingship and of divinity. The question is he your king? Is he your Lord? Are you living in a way that submits to him? And, you know, you think they bowed and they worshiped him. They were indicating their submission to him as their king, as their Lord. Have you done that? Are you living your life in such a way that indicates that he is your king and you are subject to him? That's something to think about on this Christmas day. I think of frankincense. Question would be, are you following his example? He has set an example, and specifically in John 15:13, the example was servanthood. One of the things I was going to mention a little later, I'll mention it here and now. You say, okay, what does this mean to our gifts here and now today as we open presents today? You know, honestly, think about this. There are a lot of emotions. There tend to be a lot of emotions at Christmas, right? And sometimes those emotions aren't the greatest. You know, look at how much I spent on them, and they got me this. You know, what's that all about? Or they didn't give me anything. You know, so think about the emotions that go with all of the giving of gifts and the exchanging of gifts, the receiving of gifts. You know what? A gift card. They didn't even put much thought into this. You know, think about that. Where is your heart in this whole matter of exchanging gifts? Man, I'll tell you what, this is a great time to think about this, isn't it? Christmas morning, to think about the gifts of the Magi were really gifts to the Magi. It's really something to think about. So Jesus set an example, and he was willing to give his all. He set that example. God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Which leads us to the myrrh. Myrrh was a burial spice. And so the question is, indicating the fact that he came, that he died and rose again for you, is he your Savior? Have you surrendered to him in salvation and trusted him? Because he came to this earth specifically to die in your place and mine. That's the significance of this gift. The gift of myrrh, a burial spice, indicating that he desired from birth to be your Savior. And the least you could do is to give back to him. The gifts of the Magi were really gifts to the Magi. These are really gifts indicating the significance to you and to me. The significance of the gifts show that they were gifts of significance. The most meaningful gifts are gifts that have meaning. So we ask the question, are you living in light of their significance? Are you living out your life? And today is a great day to start that, if you haven't been doing it already. You know, to think, wow, this day is not about me. Kids, it's a great lesson to learn right now, okay? You go back to school and everybody, what'd you get for Christmas? What'd you get? You know what? It's not about getting, it's about giving. And God set the example. And it should make a difference. Think about this. What if somebody gave you $50 million? In that envelope that you guys gave us. Oh, my goodness. Whew. You know, if somebody, do you think it would change your life? You know, I mean, you know, you'd probably go out and buy a new car or several, one for different occasions, you know. Or maybe a summer home that you can go. You know, you can leave this weather and go now. you'd make some changes. You'd make some adjustments. I'm here to tell you that these gifts were of such a significance that it indicated the greatest gift of all, the Lord Jesus, salvation. And it's far greater of an estimable value, far greater than the $50 million you could only imagine. Eternal life. Think it should change your life? Think you should live differently in light of the greatest? We say that. It's so easy. You know, you read it in a card or whatever. The greatest gift of all is Jesus. What an opportunity to come together today And think about that. And the significance of that in your life. And the difference that it ought to make on this Christmas morning. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gifts of the Magi that indicate the significance of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and the difference that it ought to make in our lives. And I pray, Father, that as we contemplate these truths on this Christmas morning, what a special time to come together and to focus. It doesn't happen that often. It happens every several years. But what an opportunity to come today to focus our minds, focus our attention on the significance, the meaning of the fact that Jesus truly is the reason for the season. Thank you for this opportunity. So with heads bowed and eyes closed, think about how you may apply what we've talked about here today. There's little doubt in my mind that there may be someone here today that you've never trusted Christ as Savior. And maybe you've heard it, maybe you haven't, but to just simply understand this is what Christmas is all about. And the greatest thing that you could do is to receive His gift to you of that salvation.